Did you ask about illness? When I was planning on going in, people asked me all these questions. I said, keep asking me, you know, what about your dental? What about this? I said, because maybe I don't think of these things. I have had my teeth fixed and I have a new bridge in. And what about illness? I had read about what the Tibetans said, if you're sick, you're sick. And if you die, you die. And I want you to know that I went down to New Zealand with the intention of staying in for a year. It didn't matter what happened. I wasn't coming out. I wasn't seeing a doctor. I wasn't coming out. Amanda said, but what if you fall off the trail, you know, and you break your ankle like you've done 5 times, Mom? And I said, well, you know me, I'm tenacious. I'll crawl on my hands. I've dealt with it before. I know about broken ankles. On my hands and knees. She said, but what if you can't crawl? And do I dare say this? I said, don't worry. I'll just stay there and rot. And Amanda said to me, Mom, I don't want you to rot. So then I knew, okay, you know, reassure. So, you know, I go in good health. I know how to take care of myself. I had a dictionary. I researched lice on the dictionary to decide if that's what was giving me trouble, etc. And I just manage. It's 5 years beyond that. I'm that much older, but still, I'm in a much safer place with a lot of community around me. All those Catholic sisters who, believe it or not, come to me and say, we have a lot to learn from you. Wow. It's amazing. So I'm looking forward. I will give a talk on the 15th of July to the Sisters of Loretto down in Newark, Kentucky, about this, so that they know what I'm doing in that hut over there, and they can send good energy, which is what sustains me tremendously. I tell people that the ether is very thin when you're in silence. There's no distractions. There's no other sounds, etc. So when you are thinking of me, I get it. I know it. People think I was alone in that hut. It was so full of people. I can't tell you. They were hanging off the rafters, the people. So when you think of me, it connects through. There's a card. A friend in New Mexico made this card. She said, this is refrigerator art for your friends to put in the refrigerator. So every time they open the refrigerator, they'll think of you. I said, thank you. So there's you can take one of those home.
Fantasies, hopes, or dreams for what this 3-year retreat might do for you?
I don't. I'm open to whatever it gives me. I go in without goals, which is important. That's what I learned from the Soto Zen people. But, you know, if you don't make the attempt, you're not going to hit water. Maybe my feet will be wet when I come back. Thank you very much.